One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safe online. Follow the link in the show notes to get more information and a special promotion for you, the Backseaters. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside, such kind of adjacent across from me, in our recording studio slash daughter's bedroom slash back room of our home is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Thanks for tuning in today, everybody, to our little podcast that could. I hope this Tuesday or whatever day you're listening.
Right.
Maybe it's the Wednesday. Maybe it's the following Tuesday. People go back. This could be...
It could be 4 years from now.
You could be from the future right now. And I hope it's better.
Yeah.
I hope it's better. Mm-hmm. Not that it's bad now. It's not great now.
World peace. You know, just all of it.
You know, if you are... If you could choose between world peace, but your kids would always fight, or your kids would never fight, or world peace, what would it be, Melissa?
Oh, Dustin. Like, world peace, but not peace in our home.
Exactly. Peace in your home.
I'd have to be the better person.
Yeah, yeah, world peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're just, you know, and then you're
and
the
And then
two
our house
parents.
Is just, you know, chaos.
Yeah, our house is the martyr in this scenario, which is
we
great.
We take it.
We take it.
For the world.
There's world peace, but you don't get to enjoy it. Because your house is the only place that there isn't peace.
Exactly.
In the entire world. Anyways, everybody, welcome to our little podcast that could. We really appreciate you guys tuning in. For those of you who were on the Patreon Zoom hang yesterday.
Oh, man.
It was lively.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, people were funny. There were laughs.
There were a lot of laughs.
You know, there were some inside jokes from the pod.
Yes.
Jesse brought a reptile.
There was a Gila monster.
Avril was very funny. She said something that made me laugh.
Tiffany,
funny.
Carrie,
all
Carrie's
the
neighbors.
You know, Isaac.
Yep.
All the regs were there. We were having a good time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Bonnie, everybody. I'm sorry if we forgot you. There was more of you.
There was a couple more actually. I've got the screenshot. I think we're literally missing one person. So.
I don't think so, but.
We are, but I don't have her name.
Well, we really appreciate you guys being patrons, and if we missed your name, I'm sorry. You know, more importantly, it's Paula was there, of course. But more importantly,
I'm guessing Courtney. I think
of course Courtney. I thought we said Courtney.
I thought we said Courtney first.
Oh, sorry, Courtney.
Yeah. I think we covered it all.
We really appreciate you guys tuning into the pod and being supporters. And we really thank you, patrons, for hanging out on the Zoom hang, the once a month Zoom hang. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a way that you can give a little more and get a little more from the pod and from Dustin Nickerson comedy content. They get the YouTube clips early. Mm-hmm. They have a Christmas card coming up at a certain level.
I'm
doing a lot. I'm saying a lot of the tiers right now.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want the Nickerson family Christmas card, I think that's the highest tier.
No, I think it's 10 and up.
Guys, go look at it.
It's all there.
Patreon.com/Dustin Nickerson. I'm
you
yawning.
Drink your coffee.
Just like yesterday at the Patreon hang. I never know how to say it. There's patrons and there's Patreon. At the Zoom hang, I was just getting up from a nap. So like
you're,
I am
you're
today.
You're not going on a lot of sleep. Yeah.
You know, it's just been real piecemealed, like a little here, a little here, a
three,
little here, a little
two.
A little three here, a little two here. So like this current last 48 hours was woke up Sunday morning, in Cedar Rapids, and I got 3 hours of sleep then, 3 hours of real bad sleep. Go on a 10, sure. It takes 10 hours to get home, and there's no easy way to get from Cedar Rapids to anywhere, especially San Diego, and get home, and then I sleep for 2 hours at home.
Yeah.
And then last night, get about 6-7 hours of sleep, get up, take Claire to school, and then go back to sleep.
Yeah, and I mean, we were on day like 16 of fall break with the girls.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad you came home when you did.
When you did, yeah.
Just to make it for dinner. And
was Claire late?
Life.
Yes. Did it surprise anyone? No. Were we even upset about it? No.
We barely made it.
Well, one of the biggest jerk moves that a kid does is get up every day early on break so they can game
and
then sleep
and
watch
TV.
And that's what Claire did.
Mm-hmm.
Claire, we had to shake Claire out of bed.
We had to shake everyone out of bed.
And you're like, Claire, you have not slept this late the entire break. But that's because their brain wakes up and they go, no, no screens. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Wasn't like that for us. No, I didn't get up like, man, I can't wait to watch TV.
Well, we didn't have a personalized TV that was customized to all of our...
That's true. We just had Pauly Shore on MTV.
It was better back then. Well, I didn't even have that, but
yeah, you were shell. I was thinking about this bit the other day.
I didn't have a cable package.
I was I was thinking about this bit. So I don't know if this resonates the other day. You know how people say they're like an old soul. Like, I'm an old soul. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're not. You just had a weird sheltered family that only watched musicals growing up. I'm an old soul. No, like the only thing you guys watch were musicals and the Muppets.
That's not an old soul.
What's an old soul?
I think Joel's an old soul. I think it's when your kid can talk to adults at like 3 and like hold conversations. And that to me is an old soul.
Yeah, I don't feel like he does that much anymore. But that's because
he's a teenager.
There's no such thing as an old soul teenage boy.
No.
No.
No, that doesn't. Like, can't exist.
Nor do you want it. So, anyways, we appreciate that. We appreciate all the support.
Okay, so back to Patreon. Mm-hmm. We already set our next Zoom hang because you got to do this with the holidays. It's in November, on November 28th.
November 28th.
Yes. And if you want the Nickerson Christmas card, you got 2 weeks.
Time
is ticking. Yeah.
Ticking bomb.
Yeah. So, good luck. Get on Patreon. I know. I have these holiday deadlines.
Listen, Melissa's better at marketing than the actual sales pitch. Melissa's sales pitch is more about her personal deadlines.
Yes, I'm worried about my deadlines, and I'm projecting that onto these poor podcast listeners.
Speaking of deadlines and upcoming headlining dates, I mean, they're just similar.
Okay.
Similar. It kind of worked. On November 3rd, I'm going to be in San Francisco, California at the Punchline. On November 17th, I'm going to be at the Improv in Milwaukee. On November 18th, I'm going to be at the Improv in Chicago. On December 5th, I'm going to be at Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. We're working on 2022 dates. There's not going to be a ton of them. There's one on sale right now. It's the reschedule from the Old Church in Portland in June. And then that's all I have that's on sale right now. Mm-hmm. Save the date, 12/12. Going to be in San Diego here at Laugh Factory, which will be the final headlining show of the year. Not my final show of the year. Doing a lot of dates with Taylor, but you know, that's how this career works, baby. Trying to line them up, and then also if they don't line them up, I'm like, it's fine to not work sometimes too. But alas, I know that I'm turning over a new page there. The one thing that's nice about me working the road right now is I can watch Squid Game, and you won't, and you refuse to watch it.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk. We're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to talk about homecoming, and we're going to talk about our son's growing pains.
Okay.
We've got a couple emails at the end.
Yeah.
We want to start by discussing, and not really discussing it in a critical way, of Squid Game, because I haven't finished it. I'm not sure if I'm going to finish it. We'll discuss that. But we want to talk about the things that interest Melissa the most about it are, you know, its effect on children.
Yeah.
Why she's not watching it. And probably the number one thing about it that affects her life is the memes.
The memes. Yeah, I've already sent them. I'm trying to stay hip with the teen culture.
We're in again, you know, Mel's meme face,
yes,
or mom's meme face.
The meme period.
We discussed,
like, the blue period.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We our trusty podcaster Stephen English came over last night and we were discussing some details on our space, and he told us that he tried really hard to find the meme that Melissa was crying laughing over, the shut up and just eat your pizza.
And watch your movie.
And Melissa just laughed again, just me there saying it there, and watch your movie. It doesn't exist. Melissa has made...
So I'm going to claim it. I'm going to make it and be like, this is my meme now. I am now a meme creator.
Melissa's going to create an Instagram account, Mel's Memes.
Yeah. So I'm going to make it.
Strong meme games, though, from the Squid Game. I think you sent one about, you know, the next game is to not take a picture of a sunset over the water.
Yes.
And how that's impossible for you.
And that was probably San Diego humor.
Solid meme account.
Yeah.
Solid meme account. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Turn my phone off.
I don't want to interrupt you there.
Sorry.
It's all right.
It's a lot.
Gosh, you guys, even when I just have one person here, I still got to deal with...
This phone.
Someone's on their phone. They're distracted. Man, Adam Ray had a video he posted. Adam Ray's a comedian. You know, we all have heckle videos on occasion. And his was like, you talk about a lot. I think you've said that sometimes when you watch my videos, like, you're uncomfortable watching them, like you're tense.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
What are you feeling in
that? I'm just nervous because the way you're tiptoeing, tap dancing. With people, you know, like when you ask, is this your favorite child? Or,
right.
Like, are you engaged yet?
Right.
And because those are wonderful questions. They're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just funny because, you know, most people aren't that forthright.
Right.
On, like, issues like that. It's not how I am. I don't want people to be uncomfortable.
Right.
Right. But your comfort with that discomfort is hilarious,
right?
And but I'm worried you're gonna,
right, because you're
get
watching,
canceled,
you're watching, you know? It as the consumer, you're putting yourself in the shoes of the crowd member, like, why are you asking me this? And
mm-hmm.
this is
yeah
and you're not really Adam's video. I'm like that. I've never watched a heckler video where I've gotten so tense. And Adam, what it was, there's a girl on her phone and he says, like, hey, you know, what's going on your phone? You know, he was very non-confrontational about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a few minutes afterwards. And she's like, nothing. There's nothing going on my phone. Okay. And it was kind of standard. And Adam's very funny and he's very good at crowd work. And
she's trying not to give him anything.
Exactly. And then her husband, boyfriend or whatever, gets involved. And he says, she was just texting me. This is the worst show she's ever seen. And then Adam, which I would have never even thought to do this.
I would have just laughed.
Adam goes, like, I'm paraphrasing. You should watch the video for yourself. It's on his socials. Adam essentially goes, like, no, she didn't. There's no way she said that. And he goes, like, this happens every once in a while when a guy has, like, a hot wife or a hot girlfriend and he's intimidated by the comedian, and now you have to, like, try and take a pot shot and try and be funny. And he does it. He does the psycho now, which he's right. That absolutely happens.
Yeah.
And he goes, show me the text. Just show me the text. And he goes, show me the text or you have to leave. And if and he goes, and if you can show me the text, if she says that, then you guys can stay. But if not, you guys have to get out. And the guy refuses to show the text and they kick him out. Because he didn't say it.
Because he didn't say it. He just thought of something smart to say.
Yeah. And he's like, no way the comedian will actually call me on this.
Wow. Just something rude.
Yeah. I would say it's a very funny clip. And the only thing more tense than watching that is watching Squid Game. Sorry, I'm coming back to the topic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back.
Okay. The memes are great. I've watched three of these episodes. These are a horror movie.
Yeah.
They're crazy tense. Okay, go.
So it's number one in 90 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Poised to become Netflix's most streamed original series ever.
Ever.
Yeah. They're already planning season two. Yeah.
Mm. Though the guy has not said he would do a season two, the director.
Oh. Because Steven said it's like very visually amazing.
It's a very interesting looking show.
Yeah.
You know, the icons, mm-hmm. the outfits, the costumes. It's very tense. It's very interesting. There's a lot of symbols. There's a lot of icons.
Yeah.
You know, and
like a real art director.
Yeah.
Involved.
Yeah. And I've loved the first three episodes so much so that I'm asking people, does this end well? Because I don't want to keep watching it if it doesn't end well.
Yeah.
So, backseaters, you need to email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and tell me, is it worth it? Because, you know, I did 5 seasons of Lost.
We can't get those hours back.
I can't get those hours back. And and that show was so consistently good and that I liked it, that even though the ending was like, okay, you know,
yeah,
I wasn't like blown away by it, but endings are hard and I get that. But I talking to the two people that I have so far that know how they end, they go, it's okay. And that makes me not, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe part of the watching experience is that you're disappointed by the ending. That's like a classic thing.
But maybe you just watch it because the world's watching it.
Yeah, but I'm already behind.
Yeah.
I'm already, and I honestly like.
But it's not that hard. Well, actually, it is pretty hard for us to catch up unless you do it on a flight.
Also, they're hour episodes. I think there's 12 episodes.
Oof, that's a lot of time.
So I have like 9 hours to
and
put
I
into
won't,
this.
I won't do,
you won't
I won't
do
watch it.
It
with you.
Yeah, we haven't even finished Ted Lasso.
I know. We don't have the time.
I got so many TikToks to show you.
You cannot just watch Ted Lasso like just like, oh, real chill hour.
No.
You know,
no,
like
no.
You must be ready.
You must be ready. Yeah, we've had a couple cry sessions at the end.
Okay, so this is a rated mature, 17 plus.
Oh, it's so rated R.
Violent, sex, nudity, suicide, language, and smoking. And I'm just thinking, like, Bark is going to flag all of this.
Good segue. I was going to make an inappropriate joke, which was, I haven't seen any of the nudity. I guess I'll keep watching.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to do. I mean, I guess I'll at least get to that far. You know what's funny about these bark flags is how many of them are stuff from me to Joel.
Yeah. Keeping you in check.
Keeping me in check.
My memes aren't getting flagged.
You know what it is? Is all mine get flagged under bullying because I'm talking about fantasy football. Like, dude, we whooped their, you know, I don't swear in front of kids or whatever. But, you know, it's all they're like, oh, someone's like talking about
violence.
Bullying and violence.
Yeah.
And it's your dad referring to the fantasy football team.
Yes. And Joel's friend Trevor, you know, kills in Fortnite.
Right.
That gets flagged as well, which is great.
Yeah. For those people who don't know, what even is Bark, Melissa?
Yeah. Let's see here. It's a parent monitoring app.
What's that
and
mean?
And I know I'm a little disheveled here. I just had to get in my great segue.
You guys, Bark, I'll drive. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app to help keep kids safe online. Their mission is to protect as many children as possible. That includes our children because we use this in our house. It monitors your kids' text, emails, YouTube, 30-plus social media apps, and social media platforms for issues like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence, etc. You receive text or email alerts only when something potentially problematic occurs online, and you won't have full access to everything on your kid's phone because you don't want that and they don't want that, just the things you might need to know about. And also, you can set up timers, you know, for when the kids are on their iPads by themselves, like the younger kids. So it helps with younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of folks, a lot of you are going to get tech for your teens and your preteens and maybe your pre-preteens. I don't know how young you give a phone or an iPad or anything. And I would highly recommend for your sake and their sake that you get this as a part of that. And this was our compromise with our kid. You get an old phone and it's coming with this. You know, this is a way to help keep you safe. And it told you, they sent you a number about how many hours it saved us, right?
Yeah, it was like 8.5 hours.
8.5 hours of monitoring.
Over 3 months.
That we would have had to
scroll.
To scroll to go through those things. And that's with our kid that's pretty safe online. Just wait till it gets into one of our other kids that you're like, I think we're going to get a lot more alerts.
Yes.
For that kid. If and when she gets a a cell phone. So anyways, if you guys are backseaters here, you get a free 7-day trial and 50% off the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. It's one word, no apostrophe, Don't Make Me. Free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription.
Bark Technologies, keeping your kids safe online.
We're so bad at it.
Yeah.
It's all right. But as long as it comes out, that's the important thing. So, Squid Games. You've read about it online.
I've read about it.
Well, the problem was, here's the
all
thing.
The kids are watching
Every
it.
Every once in a while, your kid is friends with like an only kid or mm-hmm. a loosely supervised youngest kid. And that's how our 11-year-old saw one of those. And when you told me she had mm-hmm. seen it, I was like, oh no, this is super dark and grimy. And that first episode, like, just straight up murder. So much murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like the show, the premise of the show is murder, essentially. Well, I mean, the premise of the show is desperation.
I guess the hard part is the weird, whatever, you know, this is like when cartoons aren't for kids. Squid Games is based on like children's games.
Red
Light, Green Light. You know, innocent, mm-hmm. silly, but now they're like, you know, being killed. So yes, she did see it. She was on a canoeing trip. She's on the racing team. She's on this travel team. It's like pretty much 12 to 18 year olds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, our daughter went on a trip without us.
Yes.
A weekend mm-hmm. trip without us.
Yeah, 2 weekends ago, she was in Huntington Beach for a race.
For a rally. It was a MAGA rally. That's where they're...
You got a ride.
that's where they all are in Huntington Beach.
She was in an ocean canoe that seated 6 people.
Uh-huh.
And she did a 9-kilometer race.
Yeah.
It was like hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
She said paddle boarders were passing them.
Because they were going so slow?
Well, it's 6 people.
Yeah.
And they're seated canoeing in the ocean.
That's so long.
It was quite a thing. But they had a 7 a.m. call time. Like, I mean, that's a theater term. But they had to be in Huntington Beach at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. So I had a parent. I spent 7 days with her in August at Nationals. Really trusted her. She took the girls, and they had a great time. Yeah, and it was definitely one of those.
And so did you.
Well, I was anxious to have her go to that. She ended up being gone for like 48 hours. But you gotta do this. What's it called?
I'm not gonna bill you.
Okay, I'm gonna find it.
Yep.
Trikes have training wheels.
Training wheels.
Or there you go, training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta let them fly a little. And she watched Squid Games, but mm-hmm. one episode. She watched one or two episodes, and she told me the whole storyline of it.
Yeah.
And I believe that parents with older kids, we do this with Claire. Claire saw Carnage at the drive-in.
Right.
Claire 7. Claire didn't need to see Carnage.
No. She's well away from PG-13.
But
I know,
you know,
I feel
because
even sometimes she's like, this is kind of scary. You're like, just look away during these parts.
Yeah, she looked away. It was outdoors.
Well, it's that or you just, it's so hard to know what to watch with your kids because you're like, the older kids don't want to watch the younger thing. And the younger thing, the younger kid usually is fine to watch the older thing. You just got to be like, hey, don't. I mean, it's kind of what we've been doing with like swear words. Like we have 3 public school kids. Like we just say like it, who listen to the radio. And Joel
has
Spotify.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Or
about editing.
Yeah, but they know what's being edited a lot, you know, or somebody swears in a movie, or somebody witnesses a car wreck and drops 2 F bombs in front of their daughter.
Hypothetically. Yeah.
You just go, don't make too big a deal of it. They're just words.
Yeah.
You know, don't say them. That's what I told Gloria, because Gloria has brought up that you swore in front of her to me probably 5 times now.
That is so funny because it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday, and I was gone for a few of the days, but she's like, yeah, Mom swore in front of me. But it's more like, I think it was good for her because it was like, you know, she gets in trouble a lot, and so she's like, Mom has flaws too.
So it was like a Mom's Not Perfect scenario.
Well, no one's ever thought that. But
no! Mom swears sometimes. I am perfect. perfect. What are you talking about?
My mom's usually so wholesome. And just,
I'm so just perfect.
I've never seen a kink in the armor with mom.
Always holding
she's
it together.
She's so calm and cool and collected. I never see her crying in the bedroom looking at pictures.
Saturday nights. Snorting.
Oh, mom's not perfect. No, it was that she'd never used swear before. That's what it was. I used my first swear on front of Corey when I went to put a banana peel in the trash in our in our trash cans under the sink, and I didn't shove the trash can all the way back in, and so the trash can fell out, pushed the door open, and then fell onto the kitchen floor, and I just said the S word in front of her, and she goes, "It's okay, Dad."
And I watched a car T-bone a median on a freeway.
Yeah, so yours was much higher stakes than mine. But Squid Game.
So Squid Games. Well, okay, so Joel's 15 in May.
Yeah.
We have friends.
That's such a big roundup. You did that yesterday when I said, like, you know, we've been together for 17 years. And you're like, 17 and a half. No, it's not. August is our anniversary. It's October. It's 17 and 3 months. You just said Joel's going to be 15 in May.
I'm planning ahead.
That's 7 months from now. That's more than half a year.
So it's five. So, it's pretty close.
I know, but you okay. make it sound like it's like sure. right. It's right here.
Well, you know why? I'll tell you why.
Why? I'll tell you why.
Because his oldest friend turns 15 in December, and we're talking about that birthday party.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, the boys are 15 now.
Right, and they're not.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So
we have a 14-year-old boy. Who is
I'm planning ahead.
Tiny.
I'm planning ahead. We have a friend. They do a scary movie night in October. And it's one of those, like we've said, PG-13, but we always like choose the movies as a family, all the families. And I propose that the boys watch Squid Games.
Yeah, before you did any research.
I had done some, but it was proposing, like, we're going to look through it. We're going to check it out.
Yeah.
It was like a maybe because
you know how our kids love babies.
They love them.
Yeah.
They don't ever say we're liars when we go back on a maybe.
And then I came home from a trip having seen one episode like our kids cannot watch this.
Yeah. And I had because
like I have adult friends who are being like this show is messes with your brain. Do not do.
Right.
Do not. Sam Morrell had a tweet today. and it reminded me a lot because I tour with his girlfriend who sometimes has a hard time sleeping. And I always say, like, you know, what are we doing before bed to prepare ourselves for sleep?
Yeah, and, you know, like performing to a theater.
Yeah, or I'm like, but if I'm up scrolling all night on Twitter, I'm not really trying to sleep.
No.
And he said, like, ends up reading before bed helps me sleep more than watching Koreans get executed on TV or on Netflix or whatever.
Yes.
Like, pretty funny. So anyways.
Yeah.
Proposed it
that
to
was
the
proposal and part of it is like okay you can have this one night a year you watch scary movies
right
in a home we trust the littler siblings aren't seeing them so it's like an isolated time and place for it. We don't like horror so like we don't watch those ever I will not watch a horror movie with my kid. I just won't.
Melissa won't watch this show because not only do you not like horror, you don't like anything that's tense.
No.
You don't. Like, I watched Breaking Bad without you. It was one of the greatest shows of all time. And
yeah, well, I had just had a baby, and you watched Breaking Bad when I slept and you did the dishes.
Yeah, Melissa won't watch anything with any family dysfunction, which rules out most everything.
Most everything. I barely made it through Lost.
Yeah.
Like, I barely could handle
I don't think
it.
You would do it now. I don't think you would rewatch Lost now. I don't think, like, I think you would make a couple episodes into Lost and all the, you know, my baby stuff. You'd be like, that's it. I'm out of this show. Maybe it was so blatantly sci-fi enough you got away with it, but
I just barely did. Yeah. Because I had two babies during that series.
Right.
Myself. Yeah. So.
You were lost, Melissa.
Exactly. When you become a mother or a parent, that changes your perspective of how you watch TV.
Well, I think it's that, but to me, it's also like We have limited amount of time, and so I don't want to watch something that doesn't make me feel good.
We have time for 5 TikToks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Couple times a week.
Exactly. So that's how we, a lot of people, so people will be like, dude, you should watch Succession. I'm like, when? With who? I'm sure it's great.
Somebody was.
Steven recommended something last night.
Yeah.
Paramount, I don't remember what it was called. I zone out when he talks. Gosh, that's so uninteresting.
No, quite the opposite. That guy's hilarious.
He's very boring. No personality.
I'm still thinking about the jokes he made last
night.
Brings
no lighter energy to a room. Not a fan. You know what? Sometimes I don't like the way you talk about stuff. No, it's great. Steven's very funny. He's the best. Big fan. So, what are you? Are you going to let him watch it or no? Because I said no.
But this family doesn't. Sleepover Saturday.
Did you say yes to it?
Or no, it's not Saturday.
That's a terrible idea.
2 Saturdays from now. So you're a no.
It's a firm no, Melissa.
Okay.
He's 14.
It's 15 in May.
I'm gonna throw my microphone at you.
I will keep talking about it.
No, the answer is no. This is not an appropriate show for a 14-year-old.
Okay.
I'll give you. Is it gonna be here?
No.
Is this gonna be where?
Laura's.
At Laura's house.
We're gonna be at a comedy.
At a comedy. Here's the one compromise. If they watch it, they have to have their snacks in a munchie mug. That's the one exception, because at least they'll be scared, but they won't be making a mess.
They won't throw it, you know, mm-hmm. spill.
Exactly. Ah! Over
the
jumps.
The jump
yeah,
scares.
Exactly. Yeah. Guys, if you have stuff in your life that you don't want spilled, munchie mugs, the ticket that you need to punch. Monkey mug. We've messed up both our ads so bad today. Monkey mug is what's monkey mug? Monkey mug is one of those
it's
just
a barrel of monkeys.
No, monkey mug is one of those just like gift mugs that's randomly in a hospital gift shop, and the tail is the handle. And they've put some Hershey Kisses in there.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like.
It's like, hey,
and then you
I got you something.
And you write a card that says, sorry, your grandma broke her leg. At the MAGA rally in Huntington Beach. That's Monkey Mug. Monkey Mug is not
today.
A sponsor of our podcast. However, Munchie Mug is a longtime friend. And sponsor here on the podcast. Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. If you've got some things in your life that you want in a container and not to spill, Munchie Mug is your thing. And
yeah.
You know what? You know what it's going to be this time of year?
What?
Candy.
Yes.
Your candy corns.
Pumpkin corns.
Your Skittles. The pumpkin corns. Your sour
I'm
Skittles.
Laughing.
If you put it in a monkey mug, it's going to be
spilled everywhere.
All over the car. All over the house. Yeah.
The stroller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tropical Skittles.
What about yogurt covered raisins?
Yogo raisins.
Yogos.
Uh-huh.
Corn nuts.
Ranch corn nuts.
Barbecue
corn nuts. Original.
Reese's Pieces.
The one right now where they mix Reese's Pieces in with Reese's, which to me, I'm like, those are two different flavors. I don't want. The point is, you don't want to spill any of these. And if you guys go to munchiemug.com, you're going to see the variety of different options that they have, different colors, different mm-hmm. customizations. It's all dishwasher safe. You always get free shipping. And if you use promo code don't make me, that's one word, no apostrophe, don't make me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug,
making
your life
less. Less messy.
Less messy. That's the Halloween weather.
Making life less messy.
That's Halloween.
That's
version.
Good. Halloween edition.
Okay.
Monkey Mug almost took me down.
Right. You know what I mean? In the gift shop.
Yes.
It's good.
Of
see,
course.
See, Steve and I can make my wife laugh too.
It's not a competition here.
Here's the thing. We have an almost 15-year-old, and he's been going through some growing pains, and we it both emotionally, physically.
Sure.
I mean, emotionally, Melissa's been going through the most growing pains, but that's always been since the day I've met her.
Yes.
But Joel just got diagnosed with, I always want to call him the name of the contractions, the
Braxton Hicks.
I always want to call him Braxton Hicks. Joel got Braxton Hicks.
I honestly can't even look up the name because our internet's so bad right now. Osgood Schlatter disease.
Osteoporosis. Joel has osteoporosis.
It just means you have a raised bump on your knee.
From growing. Parents, email us this. We have an email on, I want to read this, and then we'll continue to discuss our son's growing pains. But this is subject growing pains right here, and this is from Belle, friend of the pod.
Hey, Belle.
Hi, Dustin and Melissa. Both my daughters had growing pains in their legs. It made it hard for them to sleep, and your doctor's right. It lasted on and off for 2 years or more. They now have long, beautiful legs, but it was hard on them. Your son sounds amazing, wanting to get in shape and do all those sports, and good for him for paying to see a movie when his friends didn't. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did go out back and have a cigarette afterwards, but sorry, it's an ongoing bit on the pod.
You know what we should do?
I think you two have done a great job raising him. I was a mess as a teenager, felt no one loved me, and dropped out of high school. I'm really happy for him and for you. God bless, Belle.
Thank you, Belle.
Yeah.
I always love hearing from you.
Yeah, always very kind. Thank you for that.
We should put a gift card to a movie theater in Joel's stocking as a joke.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep paying for movies. Yeah.
This one's on us.
Yes. So they're always on us, let's be honest.
Yeah, we paid for that movie.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you know, do sneak into that movie. You're saving us money.
We just got him one of those like straps on Amazon. So he's going to look great in the football gear with the straps on. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to distribute the pain.
Mm.
I don't know. That's what it said. That's what the sports medicine guy told me.
Yeah. Do they have one of that for feelings? Instead of it just hurting so bad in one place, it could just be a dull ache everywhere.
A dull ache.
Do they have one of those for the soul?
Not in like a physical strap form.
A strap for the soul.
I think
soul
that's
strap.
What, yeah, I think that's what beds are for.
Yeah, if you can sleep.
I thought we were talking about growing pains, Dustin.
We are. So Joel, I'm glad. Here's the thing. Joel had been having these aches and pains, and
yeah,
you and I are very much aligned in like the like just tough it out. You're gonna get more playing time if you like in our minds.
Lie to the coach.
That's what our brain thinks, and then but then that's what like our old monkey mug brain thinks. You know, where you're just like, come on, just do it. You just got to do it. You got to compete. And
grit.
Win. Grit. Just do it. Just sleep in the airport, son. You know, you do whatever it takes. And then, but then the part of us that has a heart and are real humans with feelings, we go, well, he's probably in real pain. And then I'm so glad that you went to the doctor because at first it was like, we were like, well, there's not an injury here. But he was exactly right. There was like a bump on his knee and they went in and the doctor's like, yeah, this is a real thing that's going to cause him pain. And I'm so glad we did. I've told you we had that friend who is a great dad who sent his kid to bed with a broken arm and didn't realize it because it's hard to know with kids. It's
and
hard
some
to know.
Kids, their pain level is high.
Right.
And others it's low.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, his pediatrician moved and the first pediatrician was like, this is no big deal. Ice won't help.
Right.
You know? And then the sports medicine person at his high school had another opinion. And so that's why I was like, let's just get a third opinion.
Right.
And then I was like, we don't need the x-ray. But he's like, I'm going to do it because the bone can like pull, you know, and that's like, if it hurts 24/7,
right.
Bone can like chip off as it's growing in that area. So I was like, okay, the sports medicine doctor is saying get the x-ray.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get the x-ray.
Medi-Cal, baby. And I think it was a relief for him, too, because now he has a mindset of just being like, okay, this is what it is. you know, I know, and he can tell his coaches, right? I mean, yeah. Listen, on the one hand, you're like, you're not actually hurt. And on the other hand, I'm sure the coaches are like, we coach high school boys. We know
freshman
this happens.
Freshman football for
we
decades.
Know this happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a thing. But you got injured your freshman year, right?
I had a couple injuries in high school. I had an IT band.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on the side of your knee. That's where I got it pretty bad my sophomore year. And then my hip, which is like connected, same leg. Mm-hmm. I had a really bad hip injury my senior year, and I should have been squatting because weightlifting wasn't a thing in the 2000s.
Well,
no, but it wasn't like cardio was so big.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody then, knew. And they're like, they were like, starting to be like, core is important.
Yeah.
And but now like as a runner.
Like, hey, you know what happens if you do a lot of squats? You get a great butt.
And that's very trendy in 2020.
Well, that and the rise of Instagram.
Oh, gosh. Instagram is
Instagram's the
just
best
for
thing
butts.
That ever happened
yeah.
to squats.
Yeah. It's just butts on Instagram. So,
Instagram. Just butts.
Yes. So I think I could have remedied that because I was like a beanpole.
Yeah.
And when your front of your legs are working too hard.
Yeah. You do more squats now.
You don't have hamstrings. And,
yeah.
Glutes. And so, yes. So there you go. That's my diagnosing myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I am trying to help Joel avoid that.
Right.
You know, because he's working out
he
a lot.
He works out a lot. And
on his own. And
you're so proud of him his freshman year because you're like, listen, you're the smallest kid on the team by a mile. And you're second string, which honestly, not bad. You're getting some playing time.
He played against like a top-ranked high school.
You're getting beat around. You're learning how to play the game right. You're just, you know, like.
He
knows football. We keep telling him all the time, trust the process. Like football, you're in the program for 4 years if you want to be. You know, they get to know you. You grow. You get better at things. There's off-season training. If you want to do this, then this is it. This can be your thing for, you know, a while. And he's doing great. But it's like I told him the other day, I was like, listen, it's so much easier. Like what you're doing is so much harder than like, hey, I just took up football. Like, he has a friend who just took up football this year, and it's, like, the starting middle linebacker, and is great and gets interceptions. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's, like, a very posh path for that kid, and it's not necessarily a better one. It's not necessarily even a better one long-term for sports. You could very well end up in a better spot, like, and a better player because it was harder for you at first. Because you have to, you know, learn the playbook better and think about the game differently and work harder and hustle more and all that kind of stuff and hopefully get that bump off your knee and kick the cigs. You know, you got to stop smoking. You're only hurting yourself there, son.
I guess I just saw the story online. A kid, you know, got smoked at a football game.
Yeah.
And his dad stood up and was like, you should stop vaping.
Oh, I missed that game. That is spectacular.
It wasn't at our stadium.
No.
But
yeah.
You did get to see that game on Thursday.
Yeah, I will say football stands are the farthest stands away from them, so they can't really hear you.
That was for the parents.
Yeah, exactly. So there's more show for the parents.
You're just performing for the parents.
You know who they talk to, though? The cheerleaders.
Yeah,
that's funny.
True.
You know, the football cheerleader, it's there's more interaction there. They're saying their name. And then you...
We were sitting on Thursday with all the cheer parents.
And I didn't realize that because I go to you, I go, which one of these is the best? And you go, these are all their parents. And I go, oh yeah, I guess I didn't even think about that. If you are...
I didn't even think that they would be there.
If your kid's in cheer, you're going to see your kid play.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't have a cheer kid, so I hadn't thought that far.
So Joel has the growing pains there. However, that was not your only, nor was it your most memorable pediatrician doctor appointment this week.
Yeah, fall break, we had so many appointments.
Right.
Yeah, so...
So you guys know Claire has developed an anxious cough.
Yep.
She's a good kid. She does well in school. She has a little cough that they told us a while back was habitual.
Yeah.
It's not, there's something stuck in there.
This is 3 months.
Yeah, this is 3 months ago. They told us, like, hey, don't worry about it. The way that you get through this is you don't really acknowledge it. You just kind of.
It's a tick.
She has a tick. She's a well-adjusted kid, but she gets very anxious in scenarios, you know, certain things. She can have a hard time transitioning. She has a hard time not doing what she wants to do in any moment.
Yeah.
What else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, she just is so comfortable staying home.
She got so comfortable during the pandemic, yeah.
Not brushing her hair, not you know, no hygiene. And
very relatable.
Yep.
Very relatable.
Extra screen time.
Mm-hmm.
All that jazz. So we just been trying everything. Mm-hmm. Like organized play dates and outings. This is awful, but two of the kids wanted donuts. I was doing the canoeing drop off and pick up. And I was like, you can have donuts, but you have to get dressed and brush your teeth and brush your hair and get in the car. We're making this an outing.
Right.
Get yourself presentable.
Right, right.
And sometimes you just have to do that on a 16-day fall break.
Yes, yes. Claire, the Claire situation is a very good snapshot of how you and I handle things differently. Because I go, this isn't a big deal. She's just going through some stuff. The cough will go away. She's a kid. She's post-pandemic. It's hard, and she'll get through it, and we'll get through it. It's not a big deal. Being a kid is hard, and you're like, doctor's appointments. She needs therapy. I'm a terrible mom. Bang, bang, bang. Correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And actually, in reverse order, I think you go to I'm a terrible mom first, which is so objectively untrue. But, you know, I know you. You take a lot of the blame for this, as if the pandemic was your fault.
Yes.
As if schools being closed for 13 months or however long they were closed. I don't think it's 13 months, but that's what I've been saying on stage because it's a fun number to say for 13 months. But, you know, to go a little Goodwill Hunting, it's not your fault.
I know. Well, I kind of know.
Do you know it? This is what I've been saying recently. I think I said it to you or Taylor? I don't know. You're the only two adults that I talk to.
Yeah.
You know it, but you don't feel it.
Yeah, I think that. So we saw another pediatrician for Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doctors are very medical, right? Of course.
Right.
Like, they're just like,
that's their whole thing.
We ran this test.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's fine.
Right.
You know, like, she needs care I can't provide, you know, as a pediatrician.
Mm.
And he told me, because I got feedback from her teacher. I get it a lot, you know, and going into this appointment, I had new feedback. And she's like, she can emphasize really well with her classmates. She walks her
empathize.
Class. Yes, you're right. She walks the kids to the nurse's office when they need something.
Mm-hmm.
She rubs their backs. She tells them they're okay. Other kids are also struggling. And and then the doctor.
Which you're like, why aren't people telling us this? Which I'm saying it a lot on stage, by the way, right now, too. Yeah, we're saying it on the pod. I'm saying it on stage. Like, hey, guys, this is super hard on kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's hard. Just like if you, lots of things in life are hard. But, like, if your friends' kids are, like, killing it in soccer.
Right.
And you're like, my kid can't do that.
Right.
And maybe short term, long term, whatever. Like, my kid's struggling and I can be jealous or envious or just appreciate the child I have right now. But so anyways.
Could be worse. That's what I always go to.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
how I downplay my own pain. I go, well, other people have it worse.
Which is true. But your pain is real. So the doctor, and what I mean is, you know, doctors are like type A, buy the book, black and white.
Yeah.
And he goes.
Left brain, yeah.
He goes, well, you know, pain and suffering allow you, you know, to help others, you know, so it's not all bad. Like, there's positives that come out of pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, and, you know, like, to paint with all the colors, some of them aren't bright and cheerful, but we still need those colors in paintings. And I was like, that means a lot because I am not a doctor type brain. And
but I am an art brain. And I am a pain brain. I've said that quote. I modified it because I didn't. I said, you know, I to the not all the colors we paint with are bright, but they're all still art, is how I've been, you know, and I've said it to two people already, and both time they like got misty.
Yeah. If that speaks to you, it really speaks to you.
Oh my gosh. Not all the colors we paint with are bright, but it's still art, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're exactly right, you know?
So that was, on the one hand, the doctor was like, you really need to handle this. She's almost eight. She's coming into her own. She needs to know that anxiety doesn't define her or control her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be proactive. Don't put this off.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then at the same time, he's saying, like, we learn through our suffering. And it can help us, and beautiful things come out of
suffering.
Isn't that
crazy? Then, like, in the last doctor was like, it's not a big deal. You know, it'll go away. And this guy's like, hey, get on top of this. It's funny.
Yeah, second opinion is...
I'm going to guess that the second guy was younger.
So,
well,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, you got any more emails or no?
No.
No.
Not for this one.
Yeah.
It's not your fault, Mel. All right, Backseaters. Appreciate you guys so much for listening to the pod. You guys are the best. We will talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.